This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Musician and actor Rudy Mancuso has a condition known as synesthesia. It's the blending of the senses. So imagine hearing colors or tasting sounds. In Rudy's case, everyday sounds transform into layered rhythms and melodies, whether he wants them to or not. It can be beautiful and it can be frustrating. And he explores that dichotomy in his debut film, Musica. And Rudy Mancuso joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for pronouncing synesthesia correctly.
You're very welcome. So your movie is about a guy named Rudy. He's a Brazilian-American musician, such as yourself, who lives with his mom in the Ironbound section of New York. That's the old Portuguese section. So how much of this is really based on your life, this movie?
Quite a bit. I want to say 80 to 90% of what you see in the film is true. Some version of the pieces in the story happened to me in my real life. It was about a decade worth of experiences boiled down to a 3-week or so cinematic timeline. But yeah, quite accurate. Everything from the situations perpetuated by Rudy, myself, to the condition, to the Brazilian-American experience, to my mother playing my actual mother, to me playing my actual self. It's all as authentic as I could make it.
So he's a puppeteer. He performs in the subway, and he has this puppet named Diego that is his, I guess, his alter ego. Is that right?
Yeah, one could say that. Diego the puppet represents, I guess, a version of Rudy's unfiltered consciousness.
Okay, we have a clip of him at the puppet, which I guess is Rudy voicing the puppet. So I just want to play that.
What the hell are you doing? Playing hide and seek?
Shh, no, I sometimes have to get away from the noise, you know?
Well, that noise is a part of you, bro.
Yeah, I just don't like talking about... Why am I talking about this with you? You're a puppet.
Whoa, it's okay to be vulnerable. Everyone needs someone to open up to.
Who do you open up to?
What do you mean? I have my own puppet.
You do?
No, bro. A puppet with a puppet? That's ridiculous.
Okay, so talk about Diego, because also in real life, you have a pretty massive YouTube following, or he does, Diego the puppet. And he kind of looks like, I mean, how would you describe what he looks like? He looks like a Muppet. He's this kind of middle-aged guy with a mustache. Is that right?
Yeah, he's like a middle-aged mustache, ethnic, ambiguous puppet with a heavy Hispanic accent. And he's kind of like a culmination of people that I grew up with, family, friends. I started creating videos when I was young with these puppets that I asked my mom if I could order. And once I got the puppet bases, I manipulated them and cut them and started this Diego character, which is almost like a Hispanic Larry David of puppets.
Yeah, because he's kind of irritable all the time.
Yes, irritable, cranky, angry, and annoyed at the world.
And were you really performing busking, like on the streets and in the subway?
Absolutely. I would do these little performances on subways and train stations, on NJ Transit platforms. I'd bring my little MIDI keyboard or battery-powered keyboard, and I'd perform piano songs, puppet shows, you name it.
Wow. All right. So throughout the film and early on in the film, you have a scene of how you hear the world. Like, so he's in a diner with his girlfriend. You are, Rudy is. And all of a sudden, the waitresses and the cooks and everything, they start dancing and everything starts making music. Like the cook cooking, that becomes a beat. And there's just all of this sound that becomes music. And I have a clip here that I can play, which is a scene where this happens in the park later. And so I'm wondering if I could play it and you could narrate what we're seeing as we're hearing the music. So here it is.
Sure.
Do you hear the bounce?
Yes.
Listen for more.
Okay, so that's a basketball bouncing.
Yeah. So this is a moment in the film when Rudy and this new found interest, Isabella, sit at the park, and he attempts to explain to her the best he can for the first time ever how this synesthetic perspective really works and what it means. And the best way he can do that is by pointing to different miscellaneous actions in the park, like basketball players playing basketball, a group of teens jumping rope, guy climbing the monkey bars, two people playing checkers. And as he points to different actions, each one starts to organize itself into some musical instrument. And before he knows it, the whole park turns into an orchestration that is led by non-musical sounds. And although the audience is seeing it, Isabella isn't, which is kind of the reveal at the end of that set piece. As I say, did you see that? She's like, that's incredible. I was like, you heard it, right? She said, no. And although Rudy's a little bit let down and it's a bit of a joke, the aftermath, the conclusion of the scene is Isabella telling Rudy, I don't hear it. I don't see it, but I don't need to because I can feel you hearing it. I can feel you seeing it. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. This is not a hindrance. This is a gift.
And is that in reality how you go through the world?
Yeah. And, you know, of course, I take some cinematic licenses here. I am depicting synesthesia in a very grandiose, romantic way. In reality, it is pretty accurate, I must say. I do try to organize everyday regular sounds into some kind of musical construct. That is true. Sometimes it's a lot more intense. Other times it isn't at all. I've been able to control it and cope with it now that I'm older and I've been living with it for so long. I channel it through my creativity. There was a time in my life where I didn't have a creative outlet, and these sounds were very torturous. And the film depicts both the good and the bad.
What do you mean by torturous? You would be in a public place and the sounds would be overwhelming?
Sure. I mean, you watch the opening scene of the film. It's everything you need to know. It's extremely, the sounds are extremely distracting. I start to try to organize sounds into rhythm while I'm having a conversation with somebody. And by the end of the conversation, I heard nothing they said. And it can be quite hindering.
I'm wondering how you can control it and channel it into your art rather than have it overwhelm you and become just really distracting and frustrating.
I have learned how to access it when I need to. So this perspective helps me create. I can channel it into musical ideas, into melodies. I can channel it into storytelling. For me, the dream was always not only use it to enhance storytelling, but use it as a character in the story itself. And that's the opportunity that I had with Musica. Synesthesia is very much a character in the film.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, there are a lot of non-human elements, characters to the film, the puppet, the synesthesia, the music in general. But then there are some very real humans, including your mom. As you said earlier, you cast your real mom as your on-screen mom, and she had never acted before?
Nope, she's not an actor. She's not trained. She doesn't have a history in performance. She's just very naturally, unapologetically herself, and a naturally great performer. And I had to take advantage of that in my story.
And she's like a, you know, a yenta. Like, she really wants to set you up with other Brazilian girls. Is she like that in real life? Like trying to run your romantic life?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, we have a clip from the movie that illustrates this.
So you've done this before? Been set up with other Brazilians?
Of course.
Right. Yeah. So it's messed up.
I don't get it. What's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong? Qual problema?
Mom, are you serious? This isn't weird to you? This whole... She's setting us up. She's sitting right there.
So? They're just trying to help us find love. Time is running out.
Verdade.
But time is running out for what?
To start our lives. Mortgages, babies, stuff like that.
Baby? Well, who's talking about babies?
So what was it like working with your mom on this film?
Oh, it was a ton of fun. I mean, her energy is palpable. It's contagious. She's naturally hilarious, even when she's not trying to be. And yeah, we got to have real conversations that as mother and son, from Brazilian native to her Brazilian-American son, half the sentences are in English, half of them are in Portuguese. And that's authentic to how I actually communicate with my mother. So it was fun. It was also stressful. It was also a bit traumatic. Looking back, it was rewarding.
Did you learn anything about her or vice versa when you were making the film?
I don't know that I necessarily learned anything new about her. But I think the biggest takeaway was, wow, she really steals this show. She's my favorite part of the film. From a performance aspect, I knew she was naturally a good actor, but she held her own for an entire feature film. That surprised me. I'm surprised, but not surprised at the same time. I can't wait to collaborate with her again, as long as she doesn't drive me insane.
And has she successfully set you up with somebody? Has she been successful in that part?
I don't think so. She tried her best growing up to set me up with the daughters of her Brazilian friends in the neighborhood. And it was always very bizarre. I met some incredible people in the making, but that's going to inevitably be some criticism. It's like, is this guy really have all these beautiful women after him? And the truth is, did my mother set me up with a beautiful Brazilian woman when I was growing up? Absolutely. Was it weird and uncomfortable? Absolutely. Was I dating two girls at the same exact time? Not necessarily. What Isabella and Haley represent more than actual romances in my life are different paths that Rudy can take. So where Isabella represents one version of Rudy's future, where he follows his gut and continues being creative and is a lot more present, doesn't think so much about tomorrow, thinks about now, adventurous, much more aligned with Brazilian culture. Haley represents a more individualistic personality, following the footsteps of multiple generations of Americans who went to the same school and then fell into the same line of work and career and diversified outside of Newark and went to New York and got a more stable position. Whereas Mom represents this very heavily Brazilian, keep it within the family, within the culture, within the neighborhood, stay here, live with me as long as you can. These are all three very vastly different versions of Rudy Future, and none of them are wrong, but none of them are his. And that's the point.
Mm. Right. So where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Newark in the Ironbound neighborhood?
I grew up in Glen Ridge, New Jersey. That's where my house was. That's where my mother raised me. That's where we shot in the actual movie. But we spent a great deal of time, all of our free time in Newark, in the Ironbound. That's where I went to eat. That's where my mother went to buy groceries. That's where all our family friends were. That's where I ultimately went to school and college, as you saw in the film. So I identified very much with that neighborhood, much more than I did Glen Ridge.
And now does it feel like home to you?
Well, it's changed quite a bit, right? It's more gentrified now. Mm-hmm. But till this day, I go to the same restaurants I grew up in. And every time I'm there, whether it's taking the train or driving by or walking the Ironbound streets or going to the fish market with my mom or going to Brasilia Grill to eat, it's extremely nostalgic. And I feel right back to, 15-year-old Rudy.
Well, congratulations to you and the movie. And that's super fun. And I appreciate you being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for the great question.
Oh, it's my pleasure. That's Rudy Mancuso, co-writer, director, composer, and star of Musica, which is streaming now on Amazon. And that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Don't forget to follow us on the socials at KCRW. I'm at The Mad Brand. Of course, our podcast is free and you can download that at kcrw.com/pressplay or wherever else you get your podcasts. Coming up, petunias that glow in the dark are a thing now. The genetically modified flowers actually generate their own light. You'll hear about that in the next hour on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again tomorrow.